For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did-we-just-hit-a-million-orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
Now, after this post, all you know what broke loose, because currently Texas Hold'em is basically the most successful song in the world. Now, I know a lot of people say Carnival by Kanye West is, but it is basically the most streamed track. But as far as streams and copies are concerned, as far as like physical sales, well, not physical, but as far as like purchases plus streams, Beyonce is number one, and it's been number one for 4 weeks. But of course, a lot of people are going to run with the fact that Kanye West is number one when, and this is no hate towards Kanye, I'm just making the difference between, because people probably are confused seeing Texas Hold'em by Beyonce being number one, but then Carnival by Kanye West is also number one. It's two different charts, basically. One is just straight streams, and then another is basically streams and album sales. So yeah. So basically, let's get into the biggest thing that you need to know as far as this album, because obviously she just revealed the album title, which is Act 2 Cowboy Carter. Set to release March 29th. I would be mistaken to say that this is not a successful rollout. I mean, she already has the whole country audience in a frenzy. I mean, because they're very upset that these tracks are even considered in the country category. I'm just gonna say that as far as the hot country songs, it's a very interesting response from the country fan base as far as not really accepting Beyonce's music, because you could say certain genres could have a higher probability to act a certain way towards black people. I just gotta say it, you know what I'm saying? So with Beyonce, one of the more coveted, respected, and just well liked, like if there was a statistic or whatever, Beyonce may be one of the more like human beings on the planet when it comes to being a celebrity. Because, you know, celebrity comes with everybody hating you. But Beyonce is like the only celebrity to receive no hate. Like as far as Taylor Swift, she gets hate all the time. As far as who is some of the biggest celebrities? As far as Drake, I mean, you already see the type of hate he gets. He can't drop an album without them calling it trash. Kanye West, he just brought it on himself. But y'all get what I'm saying, right? It's just a lot of when you reach celebrity status, and forget music, LeBron James, you reach a certain level of celebrity status, a certain amount of hate is going to come your way. And for Beyonce, I don't know how it happened, but she just escaped any type of negativity when it comes to hate. So with her being the most like human being on the planet, then putting out these country tracks, and then country artists and country fans, so it wasn't just the fans, it was artists as well, coming out and sharing their disappointment and her tracks being in the country category. It just goes to show a different level of vitriol that comes from a certain genre towards black people. That's all I'm saying. So anyways, let's get back into the news. So with this country album titled Act 2, Cowboy Carter, we already know that this album's going to include Texas Hold'em and 16 Carriages, which personally, I prefer 16 Carriages, but you know, on the charts, it makes it very obvious that the masses prefer Texas Hold'em, as that's like, as far as the, let's just go to the overall charts. So, the overall charts. Okay, so Texas Hold'em is 5. It's not number 1. I don't know why I thought it was number 1. Oh, it peaked at number 1. I'm tripping. I can't read. Anyways, yeah. So Texas Hold'em is number 5 on the charts currently. And it's been on the charts for 4 weeks. And then the other track, which I had pulled up because it was just too far to scroll. That's how big the difference is. 16 Carriages is 98 on the charts. So barely in the top 100. Peaked at number 38, been on the charts for 4 weeks. Last week it was 74. So that's, you know, pretty significant drop off. Safe to say that they're dropping 16 Carriages and they're going to try to push the button on Texas Hold'em if they haven't already. So anyways, what else? The album's visual themes, they talk about being the hint for the title, additional details about the Cowboy Carter track list. That's basically it. I didn't have too much. I just wanted to touch on the whole Beyonce situation because just to give an update on how the tracks are performing and also to just give you overview knowledge of the Cowboy Carter, because if you don't know, there's like 3 acts. There's the first act that was Renaissance. The second act is Cowboy Carter. And then the third act is speculated or rumored to be an entire collaboration with Jay-Z. So we're going to see if that comes to fruition. Honestly, do y'all want another Beyonce and Jay-Z? Like, you know what I mean? It's one of those where it's like, how they gonna switch it up? I mean, I feel like we already know what that sounds like. They've already had so many. I mean, isn't Drunken Love the song that they basically like, how are they gonna top that? Drunk. Yeah, Beyonce and Jay-Z. I don't know how they gonna top Drunken Love, but you know, hey, I mean, I guess if they are in love, then why not make music together, I guess. So that's basically it. I don't really have too much to say. So, well, about this situation after already discussing it. So anyways, click my link tree in my bio. Let me know on one of my social medias. What do you think about Beyonce and her upcoming album, Act 2, Cowboy Carter, set to be released March 29th? And which track do you prefer out of Texas Hold'em and 16 Carriages?
Prescription products require completion of an online medication consultation with an independent healthcare provider through the LifeMD platform and are only available if prescribed. Subscription required. Individual results may vary. Additional restrictions apply at LifeMD.com. Read all warnings before using GLP-1s. Side effects may include a risk of thyroid C-cell tumors. Do not use GLP-1s if you or your family have a history of thyroid cancer.
If you've struggled for years to lose weight and have given up hope, did you know you can now access GLP-1 prescription medications through LifeMD? LifeMD is now offering eligible patients online access to GLP-1s, the breakthrough prescription medication that can help you lose body fat and weight. Listen to what people are saying.
Probably the easiest thing I've ever done. The medication comes in the mail and it's very easy to use. I've been able to live my normal lifestyle and I've lost 20 pounds already and I've never felt better. It changed my life.
And here's the best part. Your insurance may cover 100% of the cost of your medication. So go to TryLifeMD.com to have your eligibility checked right now. Get started today at TryLifeMD.com. That's TryLifeMD.com.